Unconditional Love and Healing. This is Dr. Gerardo Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Unconditional Love and Healing. Have we ever thought of putting together unconditional love and healing? Well, it might be a good idea. Unconditional love and healing belong together. Unconditional love is what healing is all about. Healing is returning to our original purity and integrity. Healing is enjoying the reality of who we are and who we always were and who we always will be. Unconditional love is the ability to recognize that, to claim that, to enjoy that, and to name that under all circumstances. However, we sometimes aren't able to do that. We sometimes fall into traps. We sometimes do things that are against our highest good. Every time we say to a person, "You're going to lose the race," we put into their consciousness the consciousness of loss, the consciousness of not winning. Every time we say to a person, "You don't have much intelligence about you, you're not doing things very smart," we belittle them and we put them down and they lose confidence in themselves. Every time we tell our body that it is not whole and perfect just because it has an appearance, we are putting our body down. We are putting our body down and our body says, "Oh, okay, if that's what you think about me, then that's what I'll be. If you think that I'm imperfect in any way, then that's what I'll be." I get the message. I don't have to be hit over the head with a 2x4. I understand. If you don't think that I'm able to be whole and perfect, if you don't think that I'm wonderful and fantastic and good under all circumstances, then so be it. And that's the way our body performs for us. This is a psychological truism that has been seen true throughout all time. Whenever we belittle something, whatever we belittle, it is belittled. All of the encouraging thoughts, all of the uplifting thoughts, all of the empowering thoughts of goodness about it are torn away, and all their power is lost. Is this what we want from life? Is this what we want from our experiences? We know the truth. We know that as we speak the truth about ourselves, our lives are beautiful, are uplifted, are enfolded in glory and goodness and magnificence. We know that every time we say something beautiful and good, something beautiful and good takes place. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My goodness. Other people might look at us and say, "Is that the ideal spirit, mind, and body? If it is, I don't want that." But if we say, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body," to ourselves, we say it to ourselves, we say it to our body, we are encouraging our body to express our reality. And we are encouraging our body to express the truth about our nature. We are encouraging our body to be uplifting and forthcoming in all that is good and beautiful. Can we do that? Oh, yes. We not only can do that, we do that all the time. That's called unconditional love. When we look at ourselves and we look beyond the appearances, we are an exquisite practitioner. We look beyond the appearances, beyond the illusions, and we see our original purity and integrity and call that forth. Call that forth in our life. Call that forth in our world. As we call that forth, we empower that, and then that comes to pass. It's a very simple thing, a very wonderful thing, and a very powerful thing. But it is something that is only done by our choice. The world around us can give us opinions about us. Our medical professions can give us opinions about us based upon what they see. And as this is done, if we agree with them, then we have empowered that attitude of mind. But if we go to a psychologist who knows how to give us positive thinking, positive psychology, and we believe what this positive psychologist says to say for us, And when we speak our original purity and integrity, when we speak the truth about ourselves, that is what we embody, that's what we shine forth in ourselves, that's what we are, that's what we experience. Now, are we willing, ready, and able to do that? Are we willing, ready, and able to be our unconditionally loving self? We have the potential to do it. We have the experience to do it. We have done it many, many times. Many, many times. But each time we've done it, we've walked away from it and said, oh, that's too good to be true. Each time we look at ourselves and we say, my, you're beautiful. And then we see an imperfection. And we dwell upon the imperfection. If we could dwell upon, my, you're beautiful about ourselves, we would experience that, my, you're beautiful, all the time. If we could dwell upon the reality of who we are we a divine creature? I would like to think that we are. Are we a magnificent creature? I'd like to think that we are. Are we something that is absolutely fantastic? I'd like to think that we are. In fact, I do think that we are. I know that I am. I am that ideal being that I am. I am whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm beautiful. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm beautiful. But Herb, I look at you and I don't see you fantastic, glorious, and beautiful. You're not me. You're not inside of me. I'm inside of me and I'm working from the inside. I'm working from the truth about me. I'm working from my reality. I'm working from what I know is so. My original purity and integrity. But you don't know what your original purity and integrity is. You have no idea what it is. I do have an idea. Whatever is my highest and best, that's my original purity and integrity. Whatever is my ideal self, that's my original purity and integrity. Whatever is the unconditionally loving fulfillment of myself, that's what I am. Now, as long as I hold to this point of view, as long as I believe in this point of view, as long as I know this point of view, then this is who I am. This is all that I am, and this is the wonder and the magic of all of my life. That's all that matters. That's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to anything in the world. And all that matters is that I like myself. I think that I'm a wonderful person. Now, if I'm going to allow the world around me, if I'm going to allow other eyes or other ears or other feelings or other awarenesses tell me who I am, I'll have problems. But when I can hold true to the fact that I am my original purity and integrity, I can hold true to the fact unconditionally I love myself. Unconditionally I think I'm a fantastic being. Unconditionally, the world is my oyster, and I am going to thoroughly enjoy it. I'm going to thoroughly experience it. I'm going to thoroughly know it. But to do this means that when some blemish shows up on my complexion, I do not give it power. When some illness comes into my being, I do not claim it and say it's mine. When some experience happens in my life that brings me unhappiness, when something in my body tells me it's askew, I do not give it any power. I just say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Regardless of the appearances, regardless of the illusion, I say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And as I say, I'm whole and perfect, this is my reality. This is why, with unconditional love, I look at my body, I look at my life, I look at my affairs, and with unconditional love, I claim they are the ideal right now. Really, they are the ideal right now. They are the only expression, the only being, the only isness in my life right now. Nothing else counts, nothing else matters, nothing else exists, nothing else has any power over the condition of my body, over the condition of my life, over the condition of my affairs. I am the master. And as the master, I speak my word and claim it, that it is so. I am my ideal self right now. I am my ideal self right now. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I claim it. I know it. I generate this into every cell of my being. And every cell of my being shines forth and says, righto, that's the way it is, and that's the way it always was, and that's the way it will always be. That is so. And so it is. I love you. I love you.